My beloved people, I draw your attention this morning to certain points in the bulletin. I will not have what you might call a sermon today, because there's going to be a sermon given after Mass to the oblates. But first of all, in the bulletin is express our gratitude to all of you who have just been out of this world as far as Christmas goodies and presents and whatever. We've got enough goodies to last us two lifetimes. Thank you very, very, very kindly and profoundly, all of you. There will be catechism class this morning. There will be an oblate meeting this morning after this Mass. I ask you, please, to hold on to these bulletins today, because next Sunday you will receive the blessed chalk for the blessing of the doors. And I certainly highly recommend this practice, and you know what to do, and to maintain this practice very, very conscientiously, and to put this emblem over your doors, calling for each of the three wise men to come and bless your house, that all of the comings and all of the goings that take place in your house will have their protection. So hold on to this bulletin. We will bless chalk, however, on Wednesday of this week, which is the feast. Interestingly enough, the feast of Christmas is our holy day of obligation. The Epiphany is not. In Europe, it's the other way around. The feast of Christmas is not a holy day of obligation. But the Feast of the Epiphany is. So, however, we follow the custom as is promulgated and is appropriate for the land in which we live. Thursday is the first Thursday of the month and of the year, and we will have Holy Hour and Benediction as scheduled in the bulletin. We will have Friday, since last Friday was a difficult day in which to have it, we will have all day adoration this coming Friday for the first of the month and first of the year occasion. We continue the parts of the book by Father Graff, The Power of Prayer. We've had to omit a few days, a few Sundays, because of the occasion of Christmas, which there was so much to put in the bulletin, we left that out to be taken up again now. So I caution you to please keep these and please read them. I'm not suggesting that you just simply glance over them. I suggest very stoutly that you read them carefully, consume them. And you will find food that is very, very necessary. Beloved people, from the letters that we get from all over the world, for that matter, believe it or not, and from the telephone calls that we get from all over the world, people are hungry. They are hungry not for the things of the world, because you know the abundance in which these things are presented to us. Food, in the material way of speaking, is not what I'm talking about. But the people have got a hunger that is more severe, more painful than even the hunger of the body. And that is the hunger of the spirit. They're starving. Not only are they starving, they are scared. They're truly, truly scared. And we have to offer them whatever we can. And in this case, we talk about the most important, namely prayer. And you, I ask you, please, I want you to know what prayer is. And how prayer affects us. and how we can use prayer for the consolation and for the solace of the soul. Just the other day, I received a telephone call from a certain person I know, a man in this country, and he went to confession to a priest. And this man is working toward, or trying to work toward, a vocation to priesthood, possibly. And he mentioned this in confession. Guess what the answer was? Don't be fooling around with that right now. We haven't got time to worry about it. We've got other things to think about. As they used to say, put that in your pipe and smoke it. That's where we are, people. And any bit of holy reading that you can pick up to read whenever and however, please pick it up. Please read it. But be careful what it is. Make sure you check out who it is that is presenting the information to you. This morning, I want to present something to you. Father has asked me to talk about this momentarily. Of course, you certainly know that we do not foster an innumerable number of prayers. There are those people whose books are bent out of shape for the number of prayer cards that they have in their prayer books. And they run from one to the other. And once they start a prayer from a certain prayer card, they do not ever want to relinquish it, because they are afraid that if they stop using that prayer, that they will offend the saint which is promoted in that particular prayer. Not so. Once you have presented yourself to that saint knows you're here. That saint knows what you're wanting. That saint knows what you're praying for. You have got work to do. You've got things to do. You offer the better prayer that you can offer of all is the prayer of your love, of your silent love, and offer the work that you have to perform, and the sleep even that you have to have and use. Offer all those things to God. That is what love makes of you. And then that is the greatest prayer, in that everything you do, every breath you take, every heartbeat of you is a prayer. There are special prayers that everyone is devoted to. These are certainly not discouraged, believe me. The reason I say this is because today, there's this little blue book here, The Wonders of the Holy Name. Today is the Feast of the Holy Name. A beautiful feast. There, we have many of these little pamphlets here, and I would like for everybody in here to pick up one. If we run out, we got in the vestibule, we have others that we can put out there next week. But I would like every one of you to pick one of these up and to study it and to read it. Read it carefully. This is one devotion that we, in the holy name of Jesus, this is one devotion that we should definitely maintain. My beloved people, as I said a moment ago, we are living in very troubled times. And the people are hesitant and very, very concerned about what is in store for us in future. I don't know. I can't say with any kind of assurance, and I've been told to mind my own business in that regard, because this is God's business and not mine. But I can say, if God will allow it, that it's pretty cloudy out there. And since it is so cloudy, and those that thunder I keep hearing out there is telling me that there is some kind of turbulence, maybe a great deal of turbulence amongst those clouds. Now, I don't need God to tell me that there's clouds up there. I can see that. And God is wanting me to tell you one thing, however, that we should keep ourselves prepared at every moment of our lives. We do not know when that one bolt of lightning will come down to strike us. Now that I know I am allowed to speak about. That I know is not in contradiction to Almighty God. So my beloved people, good prayer, particularly that of your own lives. Offer your lives, offer every moment of your life to Almighty God. He gave it to you. Now you give it right back for Him to use in those places and amongst those people who are in such desperate need, who are not as fortunate as you. Please God, do your duty. Again, I repeat, there's so much. I repeat the feast, the occasion of Wednesday of this week. It is a large feast day, a manifestation of Christ to us. He gave Himself, He presented Himself to us on the feast of the Epiphany. Pray to the wise men and ask Him to protect you. Ask Him to protect your household. Ask them to protect your children. Your children, as they grow a little bit older, your children, who will undoubtedly hit the streets sooner or later. And when they do, do I have to tell you that they should have God's protection and the help of such as our three wise men? Do you need me to remind you of that? And I know you well enough. I've seen these young people here. I've been here, you've been here long enough for me to see them grow up from little to big. And you know that I know your concerns. Your concerns are best manifested by prayer. Constant prayer. Your prayer must never be inconstant all the time. If you want help for your children, and you know the temptations there, not only are the temptations against the Ten Commandments, but the temptations against faith. I was talking to a man only yesterday who is trying his best to do the good work of God amongst people. And he says he finds people that are interested in their holy religion. But which holy religion? And even there, if the man up there gives you bread to eat, and only bread to eat, his approach is, well, that's better than nothing. My beloved people, prayer. Pray for the protection of our souls and of our children and those we love. God bless you in this new year and give you every grace that you could possibly need or use in order to give you peace of mind, peace of heart, peace of soul, peace of love. What was the only word that our blessed Lord always said when he made his appearances, the first and only beginning word, peace. We do not mean necessarily peace, that is, that which be concord between one and another. But we describe, we point out here the peace that comes and can come only, it's not describable, can come only by those who truly love God. God bless you, my people. God give you everything good, everything that you might want or need. Say your prayers, morning, noon, and night. Say your prayers.